All right, everybody. Hello and welcome to the call, guys. I'm very excited for this call, guys. This is a parabolic profits call. You're going to hear from two amazing traders. And so, again, I want to welcome you guys. And I want to bring up our first speaker for this call. And let me just tell you, like, my wife is one of the smartest people that I know. And when we first launched Akashics and we started to get Tap the Trade going, you know, I was watching Jenna take trades on Tap the Trade. She was taking trade alerts, and she eventually got the hang of it and became an independent trader. And so she started out with one of the trading challenges. Right now, there's an amazing special on our trading challenges that you guys know. You can get a 50K challenge for joining Akashics at $149. Or if you prepay for the year, $1499, you can get a $200,000 trading challenge. And just to share her quick story, she went through the challenge phase maybe like 10 or 11 times. She failed the first 10 times. Then I think on the 11th time, she passed her 200K funded account. She was trading on the 200K account, pulled like maybe $10,000 to $20,000 in profits out of her challenge account, and then decided that she was going to open up a live trading account and start trading on her own independently. She still takes some trade alerts here and there, likes to see what some of the educators are doing, but she is like totally nerding out every single day. Like, I'm usually the person in the household that's always staring at my phone. Like, I walk around and I stare at my phone, just checking everything. And now that's her, but she's trading, making great money and having a blast. And it's very impressive what she's been able to do in the last 2 to 3 weeks on a live account with her own capital. She's been able to profit $78,000 in the last 2 to 3 weeks. And so I'm very proud of her for her results that she's gotten trading. Excited to hear like more about her strategy, what she's doing, and how it's working for her. And then we also have Joel Arias, one of our educators as well. The reason why we wanted to do this call is because he started calling BTC USD trade alerts, which is what Jenna was trading. And so Jenna was trading BTC USD. He's calling trade alerts, and they're like, hey, we should do a call together and just talk about our different strategies and how we analyze the market. So with that said, Jenna and Joel, welcome to the call.
Hey, what's up, everybody? So basically, in this call, I'm just going to share with you guys just exactly what I'm doing. I just want to share that because my goal is for you guys to become independent traders. That's really where the fun begins. That's where you take the keys back really to your financial future and are able to make the decisions yourself. So some people I realize are here for Tap to Trade. Some people are here just for the trade alerts, but I really wanted to become a trader myself. I guess I'm a control freak. I don't know. I just really wanted to figure it out. And by all means, I have not figured it out completely yet. I just really want to warn you guys. I'm very new. I'm like a baby trader compared to our Akashics educators. They're much more, I feel like, conservative and responsible people compared to me. So everything I'm about to show you, take it and put it, add to your tool belt, but also listen as well to the other educators, compare what I'm doing to what they're doing. I have a little bit of a different strategy. If I had to, you know, label it, I would say this is a high risk strategy. So it's good to have multiple accounts. So, you know, for your high risk strategy, you can follow me. And for lower risk, you know, go into the Akashics educators, maybe diversify your funds a little bit. And this is going to be definitely more, I feel like, aggressive. So with that being said, I'm going to share my screen so we can just dive right into it. Before I really get really into it, I want to say, first of all, thank you to Joel for being my inspiration, because I would not have jumped into trading probably at all by myself anyway if it wasn't for him. He made one call. He made a Bitcoin alert, and I was like, wait a minute, I don't have to trade gold. Are you serious? So I went right into that. That gave me the confidence to really dive deep on everything. I got into, you know, all the news, and I checked out all the memes. I scanned Instagram and TikTok. Who's saying what about Bitcoin? What's going on? And right now we're at such a crazy moment. And I don't know if everybody even realizes it, but we are in a crazy moment in just history right now. So I think the consensus is, especially in the crypto community, that we're about to just get into a massive bull run leading into the next year. which means there's a very, very good opportunity for people to come in, learn some skills, and make a lot of money. So if this was HempWorks in 2017, this would be like our launch pad right now. And if you missed that wave, don't miss this wave. Get serious about Akashics, get serious about trading, and you know, don't overrisk anything. Like, be responsible, of course. Pull profits when you can. But I am just very excited for the future and what's to come. And I also want to say thank you to Josh for being our stable person in the company that keeps everything moving and is, you know, making sure the Akashics wave is not crashing, and we have so much more growth to go. So thank you to Josh for putting all of this together, for the hours, the man hours that he puts into this company, and the rest of our Akashics educators as well. So this month, I went up over $78,000 just this month. Absolutely crazy. And how I did it was capitalizing on the pullbacks within this bull run. So Bitcoin is in what we call a bull run, which means it is definitely on the up and up with all these new companies now getting behind it. All the governments are starting to have like a Bitcoin reserve as a hedge against the dollar. It's a good time to buy Bitcoin. Like, anytime between now and like mid next year, it's a great time to buy Bitcoin and hold it. So when you're trading, that's different than when you're holding. And I know I kind of pivot back and forth to that topic in my own chat, but that's really the reason, is because as I'm making profits trading, I'm pulling them out and I'm putting them into a coin that I'm going to hold for a long time. What I mean by that is like 6 months to a year, I'm going to hold it. So what I want to share with you guys really quickly is some of the tools and indicators that I'm using to kind of evaluate what's happening on the chart, right? A lot of people ask me, what the heck is this down here? This is called a chop zone. If you go to indicators, and I like to set these up before I make decisions because it just gives me some information on kind of what's happening, all right? So the first indicator I like to have at all times is the chop zone. This is important for this one right here, my strategy, because as you can see currently right now, it's all in the green. What I like to call this is the Joel zone, okay? So this is when he's calling trades. So I take his trades and I ride this wave. I'm not calling my own trades during the zone. So if you're in my chat board, it's because we're in Joel territory right now. So that's why. What I like to do is I like to get into these red zones, which in some case could be a little scary because you never really know when it's going to be done. But I do use some tools to kind of try to figure out what's happening at what time. So when I see the red starting is usually when I'm getting ready to place some trades. Usually towards the middle to the end of this red, as it's starting to flicker into the green, I'm already probably in profit and closing out. Joel calls his trade right around here and I close too early. I'm always closing too early. I think maybe next year I'll be holding longer. We'll see how long it takes me to build up, you know, my confidence for that. But he's coming in here riding this whole wave and I'm usually closing somewhere around here. So when you see me in a trade and you're in drawdown, don't worry. We're going to enter the green zone. When we enter the green zone, you'll be in profit. And then if you see Joel call a trade, then you know we just met in the middle. So now we're in really good, really good territory. But know that we don't know when it's going to dip next. So I like the chop zone because it tells me kind of what's happening as far as who's in charge right now. Is it the bulls or is it the bears? The bulls represent the green. The bears are the red, okay? And which is basically the sellers. Okay, so if I'm going to measure like this right here, what I'm going to do is I'm going to pull out the Fib retracement tool, right? And you guys can use this yourself and you can use it on multiple time frames depending on how long you want to hold a trade. If you want to be in and out, you know, you probably don't need it. If you're going to hold it for a while, this is a good tool just as like a reference point. So when you put it here at the bottom of the low, right? So that'll be here. And you're going to stretch it up to where it is right here, okay? And you can drag this all the way if you want to see, you know, where it's going as far as numbers goes. But if we place this here, then you're going to see right in the middle is like the sweet spot, okay? So 0.5 is a great time to enter when you're using the Fibonacci strategy anyway. So I'm going to come in here. I'll place my first trade here. I'm going to place another trade here And these are going to be pendings. I don't place live trades unless I'm taking Joel's or another Akashic's educator's signals. But I like to do pendings. Sometimes I'll just take some random ones, but it usually doesn't work out in my favor. So I'm going to take them here and space them out here just in case it goes down here. And so if I'm looking at this, it says about 94,000. So basically, based on this current chart, it's if it comes back down here, that's a great time to buy, right? Now, the risk is that it just keeps going up forever, right? And it just doesn't come back. Eventually, it's going to have a pullback, but it might just be a small one like this one here, right? So, but I'm looking at this longer trend line. So if we are holding our pendings in here for a day, or maybe even, I don't know, however long it takes to get here, this is a great time to basically buy and wait for it to go back up. Now, I'm going to compare this analysis with TradingView as well. So this is actually just TradeLogger. And let me explain some things before we leave the screen. This is the RSI. This is Relative Strength Index. So basically, this is all-time high for the time period. This is all-time low for the time period. In the middle is usually when nothing exciting is happening. But I don't make my trades based off this information. But I know that if this goes way above all-time high, in my strategy, I'm probably going to stay out until it comes back down, unless I'm making a sell. Like if I'm selling, that's a great time. If it's over here at an all-time low, then I'm probably going to come in here and take a buy. My strategy is buy low, sell high. And sometimes, you know, and the reason I take multiple entries is because if I mess up the first two entries, my third, fourth, fifth are probably going to save me. So if I close out a couple of the ones on top in red, if I close too early, if I'm going to hold and go with Joel, then I'm going to keep holding them. But then these bottom trades are going to bring me into profit. Now, the reason I like Fibonacci is because I'm a spiritual person and I like things that are also in the universe, and the Fibonacci ratio is everywhere. I use it for roulette and I win. Like I literally win every time because it's like a 96% success rate if used correctly. So that's the basics. That's RSI. This right here is a volume oscillator. So if you see this little blue number over here, this is basically like the power behind what's happening right now, like how much volume is happening. Let me see. There's not a lot of power right here. It's going up slightly, which means we might see some selling volume, but it's such a low number. It's right in the middle. So it's like nothing really exciting happening. Now, if this goes to like 20%, you're going to see a big drop if it's on a red candle. Then, okay, it's going up. So that means the selling volume is going up. If this flips to green and you see like a negative 20%, that means nobody's interested in buying right now, right? So that's just something that I'm looking at, just kind of in the back of my head, looking at that. The other thing I look at right here is this purple line, which is the VWAP. I don't know, I forget what that stands for exactly, but I do know that when this is under where the candles are, it acts as a support beam, which means we're still in a bull trend. If you see this purple line here up on the top, then it means it's a support line for keeping the prices down, right? So right now, this is way over here. So it would have to come all the way down here for that to reverse. And so everything's looking good as far as we're going to be in the green zone for some time. I check in the 5 minutes because it's going to tip me off on a trend early, but I'm always going to check in other time frames as well to see if it's confirmed, right? So right now we see a rising wedge, which means it's coming up to a point where it's going to then retrace, right? Rising means falling and falling means rising. So if you see falling wedge, that means it's about to go up. For the last 30 minutes, basically, not the future 30 minutes, because we can't tell the future, right? Is a falling wedge. So it's still saying, no, we're still in an upward trend. So from 30 minutes ago, definitely we see an upward trend. That could be it right there, but we don't know where it's going to go. So let's see. I'm going back to 5 minutes. Actually, I'm going to go to 10 minutes. There's the big falling wedge there, and there's a little baby rising wedge here. So it means there's going to be probably a smaller pullback, but there's going to be much greater growth ahead. Okay, so I'm using this basically just to see what's going on as far as patterns and charts and things like that are going. Now, the cool thing I want to show you in this is if you go to indicators and you go to technicals and you go to patterns, you can pick which patterns you would like to see. I just put all, like, just show me everything. I already have it on here, so I'm going to delete one. It will show me everything. So it gets a little messy sometimes because then you have like literally everything. It's going to be like. So BE means bearish is red. Bearish engulfing, which means we have a slightly larger red candle than the previous green candle. Okay. That's not like super substantial at this point in the game, but at least you have the ability to kind of see what's happening before it actually happens. Now, the interesting thing about this is, if you see, if it's still a dotted line, it means it's not confirmed yet, right? So this is a hard solid line. So that means this part of the wedge is confirmed. However, it needs to probably go a little bit further before it has to hit the target before it's completely confirmed. Once that's confirmed, then you know some action is probably about to happen. And now you can see the last EMA cross was way over here. I made it yellow so it stands out. I think it defaults to blue, which might blend in a little. So you have control of that. So that just means we are in an upward trend. Now, if this dips further, right, and an EMA cross comes out for the red, that's when I get excited and that's when Joel starts closing his trade, okay? So I get excited because that means we're going to go down and we're going to do a dip and I'm going to put some trades in here and buy as low as I possibly can without blowing my account. So there's the EMA cross for the downward trend, a little tiny low. So lower lows, higher highs, upward trend confirmed. So I checked those as well. I checked them on multiple time frames because if you have a confirmation in 5 minutes, but not in 10 or 15 minutes, this little 5 minute one can just poof, disappear. So you want to make sure it's going to stay there for a minute before you jump in. So that's basically what I'm doing. Now, I will say this. How did I make so much money so fast? Reckless driving, really. I'm just going to be honest with you guys. I started my sequence at a one lot size, which is pretty high, I would say, for a 100K account using Fibonacci. I suggest using 0.1, especially if you're TradeX Mastery. If you're in a challenge account, you can't take too much withdrawal. This, my strategy is mostly, you know, winnable, I should say, for live accounts. So what I did was is I took over $20,000 out of TradeX Mastery. I put it into my broker, which is Trident. And then I started live trading and I grew that to 78 grand from about 25 grand was in there to start with. I have got to 34 in my sequence. And that was during this BS right here. Okay. Where it just kept going and going and going. I'm like, okay, we got to do another one. So that went a little far. And had I been holding them for the last 3 days, I would be probably up another 15 grand or so. By chickening out, y'all, I just literally chickened out and I closed it. So, and I do chicken out sometimes. If I say I'm closing, you don't have to. You can hold for the rest of your life if you want to. But that's just what I'm doing because I like to just end in the green. I don't usually hit stop loss because I set them in no man's land way down here. I don't even want to look at my stop loss. I'll put it unrealistically low because I'm just not even paying attention to that. I will say this, I am smarter now than I used to be. I will, when I do place my trades, for instance, if I think we're going to go to 105, this is extreme for right now, but we'll just say that. If my stop loss has to be, this number must be smaller than this number. So you do, let's say 8,900. So that's probably a decent ratio. I'm not going to lose much. And again, it's probably not hitting take profit, but it's probably also not hitting stop loss. But in the middle is a win zone for me. And I'm just going to keep an eye on it. If I'm getting close to here and Joel calls a trade, then I'm probably going to hold it a little bit longer. If he doesn't, then I'm just cashing out. Because that means if he's not confirming right there, then I'm probably not going to either. So anyway, that's kind of where I'm at with my trades. Hopefully I covered enough that you guys can at least kind of start getting into the market a little bit. The one thing you can do with the Fibonacci tool as well, if you choose to use it, I honestly eyeball it most of the time, but I do like this. Look at this little flagpole happening here. Okay, so what I'm going to do, let's say this is the low. If you're like, I don't want to wait till it goes all the way, you can go to here. And now you have a much smaller scale. So now here's the buy zone right here. But again, this is for much shorter term trades than the one I was looking at. So I'm taking longer ones now because these dips haven't formed too much of a pattern just yet. We're starting to get some. So in the future, I'll probably cash in on these. But right now, I'm happy.
Yeah, I really appreciate the content that you guys put out there. I think there's definitely some questions about like some of the indicators that you use, Jenna. Like a lot of people were asking for a list of those indicators.
Okay. So indicators, I use Bollinger Bands, Chop Zone, EMA Cross, Moving Average, which is kind of what the EMA, Relative Strength Index or RSI, Volume Oscillator, and VWAP, VWAP. So those are my main ones that I'm just looking at all the time. And that's because I don't speak like fluent Tradanese like Joel. Eventually, when I speak perfect Tradanese, I won't need all these like indicators probably. But if you're new, it's good because it's kind of like having the bumpers up when you're bowling, you know, helps you like know what's happening if you're new to knowing what's happening.
I know she's, you know, being modest about it, but her account's up like 300% in the last 2 to 3 weeks. So, you know, she comes on and she does her thing, but she is smashing it compared to, like, I've looked at other crypto platforms and other people that are trading. I haven't seen people, you know, doing as well as she's doing. And again, I just want to thank, you know, Jenna, and I want to thank Joel for doing an amazing job. And if you want to learn more in her channel about going into drawdown on when you're in some heavy trades, it's quite funny. But anyway, appreciate all of you guys. We're very grateful and thankful for all of you guys within Akashix. 2025 is going to be a massive year, and you got to stay plugged in to Akashix. The bull run is here. We've got the best traders, the best educators, the best tech, best platform, Tap the Trade, challenge accounts. Like, it's such an exciting time for this brand. So thank you guys all. Love you all. And I'll see you guys all at the top. Happy trading.
We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com.